Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Crypt Does I.
I'm on that Crypt Does I. On that Crypt Does I. Oh,
that was my favorite song for much of like the first 5 years after it came out. I love that song so much.
I'll be on it all night, man. I'll be on it all day. Straight up, pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the hey. I'm on it. I'm on
it. It just when it does that part, it really feels like you can just like throw whatever's in your hands in the air.
To go back to 2005.
Yeah. I am Jack. Yep. You are Miles. Yep. And hey, here are a couple things that are trending.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like everybody, all your most like basic relatives are gonna have some opinions on. Let's start with John Gruden. So what's going on with this Gruden guy? I mean, what's next? He wasn't even working for the team. And they're firing him over some emails.
What is this, communist China? What is this?
This is the coach of for like non-sports people. This is the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. He is widely regarded as like the most overpaid coach. He was on a 10-year, $100 million contract, which when they signed it, everyone was like, "What? Huh?"
Deal with the Raiders?
That was his deal with the Raiders, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's plenty of reasons for, like, them to be very happy that they got out of this. But he was 4 years into it. They didn't have much success. They were doing okay so far this year, 3-1. But he had success in the early 2000s, then retired and became a commentator for, like, if you listen to his commentating, you were like, wow, this person does not know, like, it's just not the sharpest tool.
Not the sharpest football on the field.
Yeah, not the sharpest football in the bag of footballs. And then, so when they offered him that deal, it was like, wow, that's amazing that they were that impressed by seeing his mind at work. But anyways, in 2011, sent some wildly offensive emails, racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, and they recently came to light. And he stepped down or was asked to resign. It's kind of not clear at this point. He has, I think, the only openly gay player in the NFL on his team.
Carl Nassib.
Like, why would you ever want to play for this guy? Like, Yeah,
because he said some shit about Michael Sam too, right? That's like what he was referring to, and some of the other fucking ignorant shit he was saying.
Yeah, and just wildly racist shit. And you know, he like that any questions that people have about like, oh, like it, they're acting as though he was disqualified on a technicality from doing a job he was going to continue to be just the same in terms of effectiveness. Like,
right.
There's no way that anybody would want to see his fucking face. Like, and he's supposed to be like a leader of this team. Like, so just on that basis, like, well, of course he's going to fucking resign. Like, I think everybody who is like, oh shit, this is bullshit, is just like picturing this happening to them, I feel like. And is, well, like, I
think
it's not fair.
This is like another way I've seen men kind of cape for this kind of shit, because if you played sports in the 90s and and prior, yo, you would get fucking screamed at. You would be called all kinds of terrible things that you should not be saying at adults, let alone children, because there's like this mentality of like this hyper aggressive coaching style. And I see a lot of people, like even people I know who grew up playing football, who are like, well, God, they wouldn't want to know what happened with my coach. And I get that. It's like, I get that that may have been something that happened to you when you're younger and having a like a super screamy, toxic coach and things like that. But there's also like, that's not the only way to motivate someone. And I think I'm curious to know if this does bring up a larger thing, was like, well, this is pretty normal in football, because football is pretty aggro, hyper masculine, toxic. And the way in which we compel these athletes to motivate them is to emasculate them, use these toxic tropes or whatever, race, whatever the case, maybe just to rile them up, you know, just to get them fired up, you know, I don't mean that stuff, just to get them fired up. When, you know, does that mean we'll be able to say like, actually, there are more effective ways of motivating people, and it doesn't involve violently yelling shit in their face.
Yeah.
Or having that personality to be a good coach.
The NBA left that shit behind a long time ago. Like, any coach who like is known for like shouting at the players and like being a hard ass, like they burned their way out of the NBA a long time ago. And like the people who just treat the players like fucking professionals and like geniuses at the sports that they play, usually does better. Gruden is definitely a holdover. Like, I feel like there aren't that many like animated aggro NFL coaches anymore, but I don't know. It's,
I remember even my grandfather, right, who he could barely see, but he could be like, oh, Gruden, he's mad. That's like the one he would always be like, oh, Gruden's mean, he's mean. I don't know if I like him, he's mean. But I mean, what was the only thing, was it what he just won with the Buccaneers? Is that like his heyday?
Yeah, he won with the Bucs.
Jeez, I mean, that's I remember that shit. I'm not fucking with the NFL like that anymore.
Against the Raiders, I think, in the Super Bowl. So he kind of did a twofer where he was complaining, like making fun of people wanting the Washington football team's name changed from a racist slur, and said that they should spend time in the concussion protocol tent because he was against concussion, like treating players who have just gotten a concussion with dinosaur sensitivity. So, but his defense for the concussion thing was that he was on a mission to get more children playing football at the high school age at the time. So like that was his defense. It was like, sorry, you know, I was just trying to get parents to not be scared to have their kids go out there and get, you know, injuries to their brain.
Right.
It's just wild. It's a,
hate to see when a dinosaur self-owns with an asteroid made of their own emails.
Mm. Beautiful. But,
well, let the evolution continue.
Anyways, another award-winning dipshit, Dean Cain, is pissed that Superman came out as bi.
The heck is this?
The heck is going on here? Superman?
My Superman? A bi Superman? Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, he's really mad because DC Comics, they're like, yeah, Superman is bisexual. great, cool. People, there's so many human beings on Earth. Well, glad to see more diverse portrayals of superheroes rather than be like, superheroes can only be cishet dudes, okay? Yeah. And Dean Cain came out and basically saying some shit like, you know, this like reeks of them. He said, quote, it isn't bold or brave. And just acting like, oh, they're just caving to the pressures. And like, this is, you know, just all this tired ass culture war shit. Cause that's where Dean Cain is at. Right. And like, you act like people, look, people maybe liked the first season of fucking, what was it? Lois and Clark.
I wanted to say Smallville, but it was even less relevant.
Yeah.
Superman
and stop putting people of Japanese descent to shame, Dean Cain. Just sit your ass down, fool.
Yeah, that's plenty. And then that's plenty on Dean Cain.
Yeah.
And then Blac Chyna was at the Miami airport screaming about the vaccine and how good it is.
Yeah, actually. And I'm like, you're like, oh no, come right. on. Don't be another rap lady on the wrong side of this vaccine debate who's about to go on Tucker Carlson. I just want you to hear this because she went like, she must have been talking for a minute because her people, like her bodyguards and like her manager or whatever, like, yo, we got to go to the driver. And at a certain point, she's like, I don't give a fuck about the driver. And wow. She might be talking to a specific person or just generally being like, y'all need to get this vaccine. So yeah,
was she talking to like a TMZ reporter or she's just kind of holding court in
I don't know who she's, there's a lot of angles of this. Every time I've seen it, she's just yelling off camera. So I don't know if someone, you know, it could be one of those things where someone just gets you fucked up and now you're just going off just in general, letting people know right. who the fuck you are. As she said, I'm from DC about to Miami to LA. Okay. Mm. Real rap shit. Or you know, maybe she's overheard someone having an attitude about vaccines or something, but I don't know. Like she said, go get vaccinated and stop being stupid, ho.
I mean, the way anti-vaxxers are, I'm sure somebody said some shit to her, you know.
That's right.
Just seems like the way it goes. I was just talking to somebody who was like just had to have like a half hour conversation with somebody in a meeting about fucking Dean Cain. Like, right. It's just people really, they want you to know how stupid they are. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Kyrie is trending because the Nets GM, Sean Marks, is basically saying he's... not on the team if he's not going to get the vaccine and only play part-time. Like, that's just not a thing we can do.
Sorry, Kyrie. We're looking for full-time positions on this very expensive basketball team. We can't just have someone coming with a half order. And the whole thing was sort of like, it's not fair to the other players. We're trying to cultivate a championship team. And by doing that, that means everyone has to be on the same page. And it's just not going to work to have someone only available for half the shit because you're refusing to get vaccinated. And then you're just willing to stick to that. I don't know what this is. I don't know what's going to come of this.
Yeah.
I don't know if he retired. We were talking to DJ Dramos, our other producer, Nets fan. And I was just like, what do you think about this? This fucking sucks, huh? For y'all. But like at the same time,
your voice.
No, but
it's like your big three might just be a big two.
No, but more than that, like, you know, that Kyrie is the kind of person who I could believe either scenario that he would get vaccinated. Like, all right, man, like, fuck, let's just focus on the season. Like, that's rear view. Like, let's just go forward. Or he's like, no, I will retire. And this is where I'm willing to go with it. Or I'll play in China or something and go get a check. Man, he get a fucking check though out there.
He is a top 20 player in the NBA, and the Nets might still be the favorites to win it even without him. Like, that's how
they are. If Harden and KD are Harden and KD, that seems pretty good. Seems like you could do a lot with that too.
Two top five guys.
Yeah.
They might be all right. Also, Ben Simmons reported to the Sixers, said he was trying to prove a point with his absence and, you know, missing out on training camp. And I don't know. It's probably
proven.
Point taken, I guess. It's going to be, you know, Philadelphia fans are
some of the best.
Not the most forgiving of people.
Some of the best.
And we're already starting fuck Ben Simmons chants at a professional wrestling event.
They burned the jerseys the second he even thought about missing camp. I remember they're like, all right then, bro.
It's a tough sell because he was kind of one of the main reasons that the team that seemed promising was first in the East, you know, went out in the second round again. So they're already like looking for a reason to be mad at him. And then he says he would never want to play for the team. And, you know, it's a toxic cocktail. I see it from his, like, he's in a very shitty situation.
Yeah.
I don't love it. Maybe Ben Simmons and Kyrie should just both retire, you know?
Yeah. They're go to China, man. Get the check.
There you go. But I do think part of the Kyrie thing is he doesn't really like basketball that much at this stage.
What do you think he'd rather be doing?
I don't know.
Like train modeling?
He goes into the model train business with Neil Young.
Yeah, I just found out
Neil Young owns like the type of train that I have bought the most for my train obsessed son.
What do you mean?
He owns the company.
The toy maker?
Yeah, it's called Lionel. It's been around since like the...
And Neil Young is now the owner of that company?
It. Yeah, because he's like, he got super into trains. I think he has a son who is autistic and was really into trains. And so he just went all in and then just bought the fucking company, which is pretty cool.
Hell yeah. He's like, hey, man, save more money if you own the company.
Yeah. Scream. There's a new trailer for Scream Part. This is 4, right?
Five.
Scream 5.
Yeah.
Got it. And it looks like a Scream movie.
Yeah.
For our modern era, though, I was waiting, I hope that they have something that indicates that it's happening now. And the killer, Ghostface, which is a name I don't subscribe to because there's only one true Ghostface in my mind, but that's what people call him, Ghostface.
That's Dennis Coles.
Exactly. He's good at technology now.
Yeah.
So he'll
hack the shit out of your simplest safe home security system.
Yeah.
Unless you have that VPN on it.
Right.
Hashtag ad. But yeah, I don't know. I was like, where are the elderly people at? And then they appeared. Courtney Cox, David Arquette, and Neve Campbell, who must have hopped in off a fucking time machine.
Yeah, they all look pretty good. But
everyone looks so healthy. Neve Campbell, I'm like, wow, look what happens when... Because she retired from acting because she was like, nah, man, I'm not really with this Hollywood shit. And it looks like the greatest thing anyone could do for their health.
Right. Like, turns out?
Yeah.
That's healthy.
But I'm actually, I don't know, shout out the Canadian god, Neve, but I'm like very interested in it because I haven't seen her face in so long.
I'm like,
yes, Neve Campbell. Yes. Okay. Go on. I will buy a ticket to this.
Have you watched all the Screams?
I've watched the first
one.
Damn. Yeah. I watched the first four.
Have you seen...
Four, I was three fully faced off an edible. I saw three in the theater. I saw the first three in theaters, though. Fourth, no. I disrespected. That's when Blockbuster used to send you DVDs like Netflix and shit.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe that's where I saw it. No, wait. Am I even thinking correctly? Anyway, it was something.
They should have called it Scream 4 Ice Cream.
No, it wasn't. Maybe that was Scream 3 that I saw like that. Whatever it was, I've seen the fourth, but not in any meaningful way.
Scream 4 Ice Cream. Like ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Ice cream. Ah, okay.
That's what they should have called it.
We should call Dimension Films and let them know about that.
Called Dementia Films with that joke from me. And finally, let's talk about the box office. There is just the lowest stakes story of all time, but people don't know what to make of the latest James Bond movies. Turn at the box office. Was it Boffo, Miles?
Or I don't know. You tell me.
Did it fall short? Did it fall flat? A lot of reports, a lot of headlines, first sign of turbulence at the box office. No Time to Die pulled in $56 million domestically, which is a problem because it costs, I think, $280 million to make somehow. You know, it's only slightly short of industry projections, which were between 60 and 70. It's been doing incredibly well everywhere except the United States. Skyfall, which is the highest grossing Bond, only made like 27% of its money in the U.S. And they're also saying Bond's audience skews older than like your typical Marvel movies, and older people might be more reluctant to go to the movies right now for some reason.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. And
we need to cut their unemployment benefits then.
Right.
Then they'll go to the theaters.
Thank you. But it's, I don't know. It's weird because a lot of like when Black Widow came out, it got really good publicity for making $60 million, which is, you might notice, is basically the same as the Bond one. And then it had a drop off at the box office the following week, and they were like, Disney's Black Widow gamble didn't pay off.
But the first thing they're like, we love it. The secret behind the success of their big debut.
And Shang-Chi was like, I thought a major success story, but then people were also saying like it didn't perform well. And I don't know. I think basically what we're seeing is that nobody knows what to make of box office performance like now, because we have so few, samples to work from. Like the sample size is very small of movies released post pandemic, and we're still in the pandemic. So
right.
It's like, it's a moving target, being shot by a not particularly skilled marksman.
Right. I wonder what if this will change the way studios even think about films or how to release content. Because you'll look at something then where it's like Squid Game that has like the ubiquity that a film would like just be, you know, sacrifice their children for.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man. Do we just play like low ball, you know, small ball, and just get these fucking laser guided hits? Or do we keep putting out these fucking massive outlays of cash for these tentpole films and then just like pray to the altar of child sacrifice that we can cover the budget plus marketing costs?
Yeah. It's like, on the one hand, I would love a world where, you know, blockbusters were just like a couple every summer that like cost over $100 million, and then everything else was just like cool movie ideas made with like
50 good great actors. Movies rather than four dusted off IP reboots.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I do need every movie I watch to culminate with a portal in the sky. And those cost money. Those are pretty pricey.
Well, I have an app that will do that, actually. So you can enjoy any film.
Wow.
Serafina with Whoopi Goldberg. I can make a fucking portal come out the sky in Africa out of nowhere.
Wow. I heard the movie is good, though. The Bond movie. Or I've heard mixed things, but I've heard pretty good things from people whose taste I respect. So
okay. Yeah, doesn't excite me. I just always catch them on DVD now, or like at home. I haven't gotten my stinking ass to a theater for a Bond film in a minute.
You like the line of thinking, or like one of the actual like threads in the movies starting, I think, like with the second Daniel Craig Bond, was like, he's too old, he's too out of shape to be a spy, like he's gotta hang it up. That was like 3 movies ago,
right?
But, like, I don't know how this is gonna...
They pick someone older than Daniel Craig to be the next Bond.
I mean, you know. Anyways, that is gonna do it for us this Tuesday, October 12th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.